This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Brazilian Foreign Minister arrived in the national capital on Saturday on a four-day official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry MEA said Mr. Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the 54th Foundation Day celebration of the Bureau of Police Research and Development tomorrow in New Delhi. On this occasion, the Home Minister will deliver the Dr. Anand Swaroop Gupta Memorial Lecture on New Criminal Law, Citizen-Centric Reforms. Mr. Shah will also honour the recipients of the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and the President's Medal for Meritorious Service for the years 2023 and 2024. During the function, the Home Minister will also release a special edition of the Bureau's publication, Indian Police Journal on New Criminal Laws. The Bureau works as the think tank of the police to foster excellence in policing through research and development. The first meeting of the National Task Force, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals, will be held today. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by Cabinet Secretary, Government of India. The members of the task force include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director AIIMS, and Dr. M. Srinivas and former Professor at the Department of Neurology, AIIMS, Dr. Padma Srivastava. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of September. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. Out of the 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. The Indian Navy has issued a statement regarding the collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue yesterday at a historic fort in Maharashtra's Sindhudurg district. In the statement, the Navy said that it is working with the state government and concerned specialists and has deputed a team to immediately investigate the cause of the accident and initiate steps to reinstate the statue at the earliest. Indian benchmark equity indices began the trade on a positive note today but failed to carry forward the winning momentum due to profit booking amid weak global trends. In early trade, the 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 118 points to 81,816 points, while the NSE Nifty went up by 27 points to 25,038. However, both the benchmark indices faced profit-taking later and were trading almost flat. The Sensex was trading 12 points up at 81,710 points, while NSE Nifty was higher 2.30 points at 25,013 when reports last came in. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over South Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch today. The Met Department has estimated heavy to very heavy rainfall in some places of North Gujarat and South Rajasthan today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar till tomorrow. In Bangladesh, a Dhaka court yesterday sent 388 Ansar, the para-auxiliary force personnel of Bangladesh, to jail in 4 cases over the clashes between Ansar personnel and students on Sunday night in front of the Central Secretariat in Dhaka for laying siege and ransacking the secretariat and launching an attack on students. India will open their campaign in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 on October 4th in Dubai against New Zealand and then take on arch-rivals Pakistan at the same venue on the 6th of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.